Second Perek of Trumas, Mishnah Aleph. This is a continuation of the ideas in the previous Perek. That Trum has to be taken from fruit that are in the same status as the rest of the fruit that you want the Trumas to be taken for. So another example that one should not take Truma from one state to another is Ein Tomei Min HaTor Al HaTomei. You have produce which is Tomei, and you want to take Torah produce and make that into Truma. If one did so, then the evidence does work. Why should one not do this? And the rabbi is giving the coin the better deal. He's leaving for himself the Tomei. He's giving the coin the Torah. There's a din that Truma has to be taken Min HaMukov. When I take up truma, it has to be near the produce which I'm taking the truma from. So we're concerned that since one is tar, one is tam, he's going to be very careful not to put them next to each other, and therefore he may come to the situation of being tar and shaloi min amukos, being tar in a fashion that the truma is far away from the produce at the time of truma. We'll see more aloha exactly what this min amukos is later in the Mesef. Ben Azamad means there's a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim in ancient Kabbalah that we have. An eagle shall veil and nitma miksasa toyim and atar shaboy al atami sheyeshboy. If you have one chunk of crushed figs that part of it became tama and part did not, so then you are ikyadin allowed to take truma from one side on the other side, even though it's one chunk, it's considered separate units because it's made up, comprised of pieces of figs, individual figs. Therefore, the tar part did not become tummy from the tummy part. And over here, since it's all one unit, it doesn't have the problem we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah that you're going to separate one from the other. I don't know if you're saying that this side should be truma on the other side. The chayna gudu shel yerek, if you have a bunch of vegetables together, you also, some of them are tamar, some are tar. You're allowed to say that the tar ones on the side should be truma. The chena reimah is a pile of produce. How you shnei grulim, shnei gudas, shnei reimahs? If you have two independent chunks of crushed figs, or two independent bunches of vegetables, or two independent piles of produce, achas mei vachas tayra, lo yitrim zemi zeh. Then you should not take truma, because since they are not touching one another, you're going to be more careful to keep them separate from one another. And we have this gzeira that you may come to be mafresh completely on something which is in a completely different area than the process that you are being mafresh at. Rabbi Lezer Omer Tomei Min HaTor Al Tomei. Rabbi Lezer is held as gzeira, and he goes to the Ikir Adin that one can take a chumas from Torah produce on Tomei produce, and by doing so, make the tummy produce edible for everybody.